In the heart of Africa's Belgian Congo, it's a custom among the village tribes to paint their bodies with all sorts of colors. But there's one color they avoid like the plague, the color of red on the skins of their children. This is Mel Ferrer with a story that interested me very much, and I thought it would interest you too. It takes place in Africa. You know, it's difficult enough for a medical doctor to diagnose and treat tropical diseases, but for a mining engineer to deal with these problems, well, that's another story. Or I should say, this story. That's Monsieur Paul Boulanger. He's a mining engineer. His job, to find deposits of bort, or industrial diamonds in the Belgian Congo. And helping him is Benewanga, a Congolese. Ordinarily, Benewanga is as attentive as his employer, but today he's restless, anxious to get home. With good reason, too, as Monsieur Boulanger soon finds out. For Benewanga's little boy is sick, struck down by kwashiorkor, the curse of the Congo. The drums of the medicine man have been beating all night, but they are futile against kwashiorkor, or red boy, the disease that bloats out the belly, raises a fever, turns the color of children's bodies to a sickly red. Helpless, too, is Monsieur Boulanger. There's nothing in his field kit to help the stricken boy. Nothing, Buona, asks the anxious father. Monsieur shakes his head. The nearest doctor, he says, is 200 kilometers away at company headquarters. But wait. Wait, the riverboat comes tomorrow. Perhaps if I write in a letter the symptoms of your boy's illness, the company doctor can send us medicine. As near as I can observe, Monsieur Boulanger puts down on paper, this disease seems to afflict children between the ages of 2 and 5. The mortality rate is very high. The villagers themselves are very clean, the engineer explains, giving the doctor every clue. Their diet is simple: bananas, sweet potatoes, a few green vegetables. However, there's almost a complete absence of meat, eggs, and milk, due to some sort of tribal taboo against eating the flesh of domestic animals. After a few more words, the letter is signed, sealed, and sent on its way. It would take 4, 5, 6 days for the small wood-burning riverboat to reach company headquarters, depending on the current. Even so, would the doctor recognize the boy's symptoms? Would he have a cure? Or would Benewanga lose his son to the curse of the Congo? It is the sixth day. The little boy is alive, but barely. Monsieur Boulanger shakes his head. It is too bad, but his job, after all, is to discover deposits of bort, not to find a cure for some mysterious tropical disease. It's time he got to work. As he steps out of his hut, he hears a familiar sound. There up in the blue African sky, he sees a helicopter. The great bird-like machine dips low over the village, over the heads of the startled tribesmen, and drops a bundle in the clearing. Then takes off. Monsieur Boulanger rips open the package with the word UNICEF stamped on it. Medicine, he tells Benewanga. Medicine for your little boy. But what is this? Surely the good doctor is joking. This is not medicine at all, but powdered milk. Powdered skimmed milk. The doctor, of course, was not joking. As he explained in a covering letter, he had recognized the symptoms at once as written by Monsieur Boulanger. The disease was indeed kwashiorkor, caused by protein deficiency in the diet. The cure? a liter of skim milk every day, and the curse of the Congo would be no more. The drums beat in the Congo again, but only for the dance of recovery. The little boy's recovery from this dread disease was brought about by the addition of skimmed milk to the diet, supplied by UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Fund.